Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Dave Lee here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. About 3 weeks ago, we talked with Wallace D. Mateo. She is from Red Wing originally, but lives in Italy now with her family and two children and her husband. And we talked at that time with a very eye-opening, just a stunning interview that she gave us, and quite a picture, which we saw play out, particularly here in the New York City area now. But she's good enough to join us from Italy. Wallace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day here.
Boy, that's good to hear. We talked, as I said, 3 weeks ago, and you gave us quite a chilling report from Italy. What is it like today?
Today, not much has changed in terms of what we can and can't do. We're still inside. They've gotten a little bit more restrictive. We're not even supposed to go out for a walk now or jogging. Now they're making everybody wear masks. So in addition to stopping you to make sure that you're out for a real purpose, they'll stop you now if you're not wearing a mask. So in that sense, it's just gotten a little bit more restrictive, I guess, in terms of the hospitals and the numbers. It seems to be on a plateau, maybe going down a bit. They seem to be a little bit optimistic, but we're definitely not out of the woods. And we're on this restriction, these restrictions until April 13th at the earliest. And then they'll revisit it in a little bit and see what they're going to do.
Wallace, what about food and groceries since you can't go outside?
So we can go out, one person per household at a time can go out to get provisions. So if you need to go to the pharmacy or if you need to go to the grocery store, the problem is that to get into a grocery store, they only let about 10 people in at a time, no matter how big it is. So, so you have to go wait in a line. So what we've been doing is just going to our really close, local, small, tiny grocery stores and butcher shops because there seems to be less of a line to get in. And so we're finding food fine. There's been a shortage of flour, which makes sense here because everybody makes their pasta. So flour runs off the shelves, but everything else we're finding. But they'll still stop you and make sure that you're going where you're supposed to be going. You have to have your paperwork filled out every day to show what movements you're doing. And you can't leave your town unless you are required to go to a doctor's visit or to work in a different town.
Boy, you really start thinking about personal liberties at a time like this, don't you?
You do, but, you know, I don't really see that argument here in Italy. It seems like Italians are really almost bonded together like this, and this is what they're doing to save their country. And Italy got hit first, but now we're not the only country in Europe. But we haven't really seen people complaining about restrictive movements and things like that, that you see complaints coming out of the United States like that. Here it's just everybody's banding together and doing what they have to do to keep everybody safe.
Wallace, what are the children? How are they handling this?
They have their good days and their bad days. It's, we're on our seventh week of homeschooling. And so it's a constant struggle. He doesn't want to do his homework. He just wants to play, and there's just so many distractions here. So you have to try and get, you know, inventive and come up with different things to keep him busy. But, I mean, kids are super resilient. They miss their friends, of course, but our teachers have been doing a good job. They made one of the homeworks that they have to call one classmate every week or every day. So every day we have to get on the phone with one of his school friends, and there's a calendar of who he has to call every day. So I think that has been, I mean, they're only 6 and 7 years old, but I think it's just a good way to keep, you know, keep kids talking and remember who their friends are and things like that. I think he's not scared at all. He doesn't ever talk about being scared or worried. So that seems to be, you know, he's kind of protected from that. But he's doing the best he can. We're all doing the best that we can.
Again, for folks that missed that 3 weeks ago when we talked with you, what part, you're in northern Italy, tell us exactly where you're at.
Yep, we're just on the outskirts of Milan. So we can literally see the line of the city of Milan from our house. We could throw a stone there.
Are you able to stay in touch with everybody in back in Red Wing at all?
Yeah, thank God for the internet. We talk every day on FaceTime, and we've been doing some Zoom calls and stuff like that. So I think my family, my friends that are back there, I've been warning them about this. I mean, they've been talking to me, and so they knew how serious it was, and they've been sheltering in place since even before the governor had declared anything. So in that sense, I mean, I think from what I'm seeing coming out of Minnesota, it's really incredible what the state has done. I think you guys are in good shape, and it's just, we just have to sacrifice a little bit longer. Hopefully it's going to be in the past before you know it, but just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, we've had impressive leadership here by the governor and others on a daily basis, that's for sure. Well, it was good to hear the Italian premier at least say that you'll soon reap the fruit of your sacrifices. He didn't exactly say when the lockdown would be lifted, but the good news is I see the intensive care units in the north are no longer airlifting patients to other regions. So hopefully things will get better here, Wallace. I appreciate your insight. I hope we can stay in touch with you, but thanks for taking our call this morning.
Sure thing. Have a good day.
You too. Wallace DiMatteo in northern Italy here on WCCO, a Red Wing native living there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.